Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
An employment report came out today, and the numbers are better than expected. The Labor Department reported businesses added 224,000 jobs in June, and unemployment clocked in at 3.7%. Wages rose slightly, too. Here's President Trump speaking this morning on the White House lawn.
We had great numbers this morning. I think it was 224,000 jobs. Those were really unexpectedly good. And our country continues to do really well.
For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa.
So the job numbers were 40% higher than most economists were expecting. What were they not seeing?
Well, economists had gotten a little bit worried about the job market because we have seen a variety of economic reports about the service industry and the manufacturing industries that showed basically almost no economic growth in the last couple months. So economists were starting to worry that this would bleed into the job market. If you go back to the May jobs report, it was much weaker than expected. So I think what this report shows is that that was sort of a false alarm. The economy hasn't quite damaged the job market yet, but it's really on a month-to-month basis. I think it's unclear if the previous month, May, was the outlier with the weak number, and if this month is a payback for that, or if really the trend is getting alarmingly dangerous for the job market going forward.
So in May, only 72,000 jobs were added, and that figure prompted warnings about a possible recession, had President Trump demanding an interest rate cut from the Fed, which he did once again today. The Federal Reserve says it'll wait and see. So with these strong June numbers, as you said, you don't know which one is an outlier. Is the Fed more likely to hold off on a rate cut?
Well, so there are futures markets that actually trade futures contracts on the Fed's main interest rate. What they're showing now is basically 100% chance of a cut at the end of this month. What's changed a little bit, though, is how aggressively investors and traders believe the cuts will be. A couple weeks ago, people were talking about the Fed cutting potentially by a half a percentage point at its next meeting. Now it's back to where they're basically betting on a quarter percentage point cut. And it sort of goes on down the line for the futures future meetings of the Fed, whereas now what's priced in is that 25 basis point, a quarter percentage point cut at the next meeting. And then it's about a coin toss between one or two additional cuts after that this year.
When we look at the numbers, pick them apart a bit, there were rebounds in June across the board, including in manufacturing, which added 17,000 jobs, the most since January. Could this be because there are more manufacturing jobs coming back home as a result of the trade war with China or something else?
Well, you know, the government report doesn't tell you exactly why these numbers did what they did. If you look at the manufacturing employment over the last 9 years, it's averaged about 12,000 jobs a month. And then if you look at it from the beginning of President Trump's term at the beginning of 2017, it's about 18,000 per month. So it did notch up on average per month by about 6,000 jobs. Now, an economy that needs, say, 200,000 jobs or more to keep unemployment low, it's not really enough to move the needle as far as the headline numbers go, those total jobs added and the unemployment rate. But it is an uptick slightly from President Trump's election.
And briefly, in retail, it posted drops in employment for the fifth straight month, so it was way down again. Where are those workers being absorbed?
Well, there's probably a lot of different places. Professional and business services added 51,000, construction added 21,000, and transportation and warehouse added about 24,000. So those were the bright spots.
Mike Regan, thank you. Senior editor at Bloomberg News, thanks a lot.